Until we hear from Senator Lieberman, we are going to go to NPR's Scott Horsley, who's with the John Kerry campaign in Seattle, Washington. Scott, what are you hearing out there?
Well, this is a big night for Senator Kerry. As you say, he has already notched wins in three of the states having contests and expected to perhaps notch a couple more before the night is over. Right after his win in New Hampshire, he promised to visit all seven states, and he has done just that. And now he's looking ahead to the weekend. We're actually in Seattle, which is where the senator's campaigning now.
And looking ahead, he's looking at Howard Dean vowing to stay in the race. He's also in Washington State. John Edwards with a victory in South Carolina tonight. How does he go about shaping his candidacy from here?
Well, Senator Kerry has said it's going to be just step by step. He is vowing to go full speed ahead and continue to compete in all the states having contests. Later this week, we'll be in Michigan and in Maine, which also have their contest this weekend. And in a way, the contest among the Democrats has served to energize the party and certainly to energize Senator Kerry. They've gotten an awful lot of news coverage, and there was a poll in USA Today today showing Senator Kerry polling very well against George Bush.
We've also been hearing some attacks lately from Howard Dean talking about Senator Kerry being essentially in the pocket of special interests, and some vaguely cutting remarks from Senator Edwards, who generally tries to stay above the negative. How will he be responding to attacks like that, and will he be throwing some counterpunches?
Well, there was a little tit-for-tat between Senators Kerry and Edwards yesterday, Senator Kerry responding to some of Senator Edwards' criticisms in some television interviews with South Carolina reporters. But in general, Senator Kerry has tried to sort of stay above the fray and direct his attacks pretty much exclusively at President Bush. That's sort of the luxury that you have when you're in the front-runner position.
We have heard some rhetoric from him, though. This is not a place for on-the-job training, and referring there, I'm assuming, to Senator Edwards, who has less tenure in the Senate than Senator Kerry.
This has been Senator Kerry's principal selling point during the campaign, that in a time when Americans are concerned about national security, that he alone among the Democrats has the credentials to reassure the voters that the Democrats will keep America safe, and that enables him to challenge George Bush on national security issues.
The good news keeps on coming in for Senator Kerry. With more than a third of the votes counted in the North Dakota caucuses, granted, a state where 4 years ago the Democrat Al Gore only got 33% of the vote, but even so, in those caucuses, Senator Kerry polling 50% of the vote, with a substantial number of the votes counted. He has won Delaware with 51% of the vote there. He has won Missouri with 51% of the vote there.